zone when the postcard came. With just the lips to kiss and her mama's name. Guess mama had to get away from the old humdrum. Like mother, like daughter, like father, like son.
Our next guest on Downtown, a singer, songwriter, actor, Grammy Award nominee, Academy Award nominee, John Landis, Good Luck Charm in his films. Great to have him back on the show to talk about his brand new album. We'll talk about it later in the car. Stephen Bishop joins us. Stephen, good afternoon.
Wow, thanks for adding that actor accolade.
Well, listen, you know, every time Landis made a big film, you were a part of it. I don't think that's coincidence.
That's true. Well, I did like four little cameos. My big cameo was that Animal House thing. Boy, that was bigger than I thought that was going to be.
And you told us years ago, you've still got what's left of that guitar, right?
Yeah, it's hanging on my wall. I had the whole cast sign it.
That's fantastic. Well, the new album is terrific. We played a little bit of the first single, Like Mother, Like Daughter. The title is an interesting one, and I understand you owe that title to the late Carrie Fisher in some way, and her mom, Debbie Reynolds.
That's right. Do you want me to tell you about it?
Please do, yes.
Well, I've used that title throughout my career, just on stage. It's a great line for, you know, if you've got to go somewhere or something, you know, I was climbing on rhinos in Kenya and tried to touch their horn. And anyway, we'll talk about it later. It really works.
And what's the connection with Carrie Fisher to that line, though? Is that something she said to you?
Back in the 70s, right after she did Star Wars and everything, I was, she's actually in a picture. I had a whole bunch of my friends do this thing for Whistling Bichettes in my Bish album.
Right.
And she's in there in the first row. And I wound up, you know, kind of just, we had like dating, you know, kind of like high school dating. And we went to Saturday Night Live one time and, you know, we were hanging out. And she wound up going in the booth there. And they didn't have cell phones back then. And she called a friend of hers. And then I overheard her mention, anyway, we'll talk about it later in the car. And I thought, oh, this must be about me. I'm like really a slime ball or something. And anyway, it was an old line that she her mother used to say when they had to go or when they're in an argument. You know, anyway, we'll talk about it later in the car. So it just stuck with me, and I've been using that line all these years. I thought, you know, rather than call it, you know, Centaur or something, you know, or some big, incredible name, you know, I decided to go with that.
I love it. It's a great collection of songs. I saw an interview where you said that these are songs that should have been hits years ago. Are they all songs that you've had kicking around, or there's some new compositions on there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's some new ones. Almost Home is new.
Oh, I love that. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, Almost Home. That's I wrote it with a friend of mine, Kurt Sobel. We wrote it for this movie, Benji.
Right, right.
And, it's on Netflix.
And the song we played a little bit of is great. Like Mother, Like Daughter is a wonderful tune.
Yeah, that's my single. It's a little different for me because it's kind of country and stuff. It's kind of country pop, I guess, was what it is.
Well, you capture a lot of styles. You've got that, and then you've got a great jazzy number that I like a lot. I Don't Know Enough About You.
Oh, I Don't Know Enough About You.
Yeah.
That's a song that was... that was performed by and recorded by Peggy Lee. And I just love Peggy Lee's stuff. And, you know, I got all inspired to do that song. It's also in a documentary that I'm working on of my trip to the Philippines and my career and stuff.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. How is that progressing, and when might we see the fruits of that labor?
Of what?
Of the documentary.
Oh, the documentary. I already forgot. I've been having problems with my short-term memory, my long-term memory, and my short-term memory.
I'm sorry, what did you say? I forgot already.
Yeah, really. So you're up there in Maine, right?
We are indeed, yes.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. I don't think I've ever been to Maine.
Well, we have to get you up here at some point. You know who we had in Maine last fall? Was Jimmy Webb, and during his performance up here, he comes on the show quite a bit with us. He did the song Someone Else, and he told the story of how it was the first song he wrote when his girlfriend dumped him. And I believe Art Garfunkel was the only person to record that song until you did for the new album. And was he 16 when he wrote that? That is a heartbreaker.
Yeah, I really related to that song ever since I heard it, because besides it being noteworthy that, he recorded it, he wrote it when he was 12. When I was 12, I was trying to take my finger out of my nose, you know? I mean, 12? I can't even believe where I was at 12. I certainly wasn't, like, this as talented as this. It's just the song has a special meaning for me because when I was in high school, I had a relationship. I went with this girl, Claudia, and one day we were like together, like, you know, about 10 months. And one day I went out to the lunch quad from my math class, and I told her that, I'm just going to the bathroom. And then I went out to check on her because her lunch period was the same as my math class. So anyway, so I go out there, and there she is making out with Brad Bright, this guy Brad Bright.
that's like, the name. Gosh. That's the perfect name for a guy who would be kissing your girlfriend, Brad Bright.
It is, Brad Bright. Anyway, they wound up getting married.
So oh,
I think
wow.
They're still married after all these years. And well, kids and the whole thing. So it was like, you know, I guess it wasn't meant to be.
We're talking to Stephen Bishop on Downtown. His new album is entitled, we'll talk about it later in the car. Is there a story behind In Love with a Violent Man?
Well, there's not really a story. You know, I write these songs and, you know, with these ideas, to write a song like this. And it's a heavy song, that song. Mm. It's, I don't know where that's going to go. I mean, I hope that somebody, you know, gets something from it. It's a different topic, that's for sure.
Now,
I don't have any personal experience with it.
Now, do I understand that the original concept for the album was that you were going to do, and you've done some demo albums that you've put together, but you decided to add some orchestration and really flesh these out? What was the impetus to do that for you?
I think the first idea, the very first idea a while ago, was to maybe do some demo album, but I decided a lot of my demos were really good, so I decided to flesh them out and re-record them. Some of them are like that, and some of them they're kind of like my best of songs that I've written. You know, I guess that's the best that nobody knows yet. French Postcards is all about being in France, and, you know, it's like this whole thing, and it was, you know, I never released it, and then I... You know, people really like it. So I can't even understand how people relate to my songs in a funny way. You know, I'm friends with Eric Clapton. He played on my first album. Mm. He's a great guy. He thought Tiny Pillow, my lullaby, that kind of ends the album pretty much. He thought that was a hit. I was like, well, I don't think a lullaby will be a hit. You know, number one, what was that? Oh, I'm trying to think of a lullaby now to make my joke.
It's hard to do. I mean, there's Brahms and
lullaby. Anyway, forget it.
By the way, I enjoyed last week. You were a guest DJ on Sirius XM Radio in the 70s channel. What was that experience like for you?
Well, I'll tell you. It was fabulous. It was a lot like being in the 70s. I've got my disc jockey voice. My old-fashioned disc jockey voice. Disc jockeys don't talk like that really anymore.
I like that. Why do I picture you sitting at home cupping your ear like Gary Owens.
Oh, sure. No, I do that all the time anyway, just walking around senselessly.
Standard operating procedure right there. Well, the album is wonderful. We'll talk it over later in the car. Get it. Listen to it. You're going to love it. It sounds like a classic Stephen Bishop album. Great music, as always. Stephen, we wish you well. And as always, thank you so much for making
all
some
right,
time for us.
Thanks so much.
Let us know when you come up to Maine.
I will. Save me a Maine lobster up there.
We've got one sitting in the pot for you whenever you get here.
Okay, good.
All right. Thank you, Stephen.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Bye-bye now. That's Stephen Bishop here on Downtown. Album is so good. We have a little time. Maybe play some more of like Mother, Like Daughter on the way into the break here.
With the past, just walk away. Human kindness wasn't in his blood. Still the son built himself a world that was made of love. All he wanted was a chance to be someone. Like mother, like daughter, like father, like son. Like mother, like daughter, like father, like son. Like mother, like daughter, like father, like son.